From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The number of California homeowners entering the foreclosure process has hit a seven-year low, as Marianne Russ reports from Sacramento.
According to listing service RealtyTrack, California foreclosure starts dropped 62% from December to January. RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist says it's not just the improving market at play. It's also a new California law called the Homeowners Bill of Rights.
We believe that somewhat artificially decrease the numbers in California, at least in the short term, as the lenders adjust to that new legislation.
Among other things, the law bans foreclosures during loan modifications and requires a single point of contact for homeowners with their lenders. Bloomquist says he expects foreclosures to pick back up late in the year as mortgage companies adjust to the law. Because of the big drop, only one California city ranked in the top 10 for foreclosure rates last month, Stockton at number 5. In Sacramento, I'm Marianne Russ.
Californians without health insurance or Medi-Cal can now get a first look at their future health benefit plan choices under Covered California, the state-run healthcare exchange. Consumers eligible for federal assistance will know their monthly costs for coverage and out-of-pocket costs for medications and doctor and hospital visits. They can also find out their maximum annual expenses. Peter Lee is executive director of Covered California.
For low-income Californians, they now know with certainty that come January 1, 2014, a family of four knows that they could have good health insurance that costs less than $100 a month, and for $4, they can see a doctor. That's less than a bus ride.
Lee says consumers who aren't eligible for financial help will still know what benefits must be offered. All plans offer the same benefits. The only difference is cost. All of the information is available on Covered California's new website, coveredca.com.